All right. Did we pass out the handouts yet? Did we? Good. Okay. We've been talking, and this will be our last week, and we will back off of Proverbs until we're done with the Four to Flourish. During the Four to Flourish, we're going to be talking about discipleship, and not discipleship thinking as we go through our discipleship course. We're going to talk about what it means to be a disciple and so forth and the importance of it. And then we will go not through the book, but under some of the points there of the steps of growth, but a little more in depth so we understand them. And then on Sunday nights, I encourage you to be here for our series in the family. We're calling it, It's Never Too Late for Happily Ever After, okay? And some of you think it is, right? So when you think of happily ever after, you think of a fairy tale, okay? Marriage isn't a fairy tale. But on the other side, it's also not a horror story. So there's somewhere in between. We're going to find that happy medium. And by the way, you know, I mean this sincerely, but other than the Lord and that, you know, I enjoy my family. They're always around the house, the married one, the grandkids, and family's a blessing. And it's not like we only have two kids. We have way too many. With seven kids, four grandchildren, two in-laws, and a partridge in a pear tree, okay? And by the way, you know, we're not this, you know, oh, you know, you fit, no, 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 we're not conventional, you know, we're a little different, we're different. But family can be a blessing, and should be a blessing, especially if you're saved, okay? And so we'll go through some principles of that, and I think it'll be helpful. We've been looking at the Proverbs 31 lady. This is the last time. You say, why did it take 3 weeks? It could take a long time. Just kidding. As I've mentioned, just so you ladies don't get upset because we're not getting on you, you know, there's no chapter in here talking about the men because why? We're a waste of time, okay? God said the lady's the thing, so let's talk to her. We're not hammering on you or anything. Trust me in that. It's just principles. I think that, by the way, let me say, the best ladies in the world are Christian ladies, far and away. And by the way, if your wife's here with you at church tonight, thank God for that. Okay? And I think some of the best ladies are we have great ladies in our church. And so this is just something we're teaching and so forth. And many of you always do that. You're trying to go the right direction. You know, you're trying to have wisdom. And you know, life is hectic. Okay? And family can be very hectic. And keeping it all together and ladies, you don't understand what a blessing you are and how helpful you are to your family. And that's why on Mother's Day, I read a book one time, it was like, why men don't like going to church. It's like Mother's Day, we always get up and tell the mothers how wonderful they are. Father's Day, we get up and preach that the fathers are the devils and all that stuff. And now the reason we do that is because it's usually true, all right? All right, so we've been looking at it. We will finish tonight. We've did the first eight. I think they're on your sheet. You don't have to fill them in, so I'm not going to go over them again. We went over them. Number nine, the chapter 31 lady fears the Lord. The chapter 31 lady fears the Lord. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. We did talk about one of the weeks, like do the best, you know, I think the word we use is be presentable. In other words, a lot of times what happens after a marriage is, you know, you know when you saw that guy you were trying to catch before marriage, you always dressed nice, your hair was matte, all that stuff, you know, French tips, whatever it is. Manicure, dog-a-cure, pedicure, all the cures, okay? And then once you get married, it's like, I think we said don't smell like a yak, okay? Grandkids come around and they've had a rough day and it's the end of the day. It's like, that kid smells like a yak. Go baptize him. But, and so what it's saying here is beauty, that's not the most important thing. Now, it doesn't mean you go marry someone you're not attracted to, okay? That's usually the first thing that kind of draws you in. It's like, whoa, hello, how are you, okay? Do you know me? But that's not the most important thing. If it is, how come some of the most beautiful women in the world, actresses and all that stuff, they go 3, 4, 5, 6 husbands? After a while, if she doesn't have the right qualities, she's ugly. You have a broom in your house, but that's not for sweeping. Okay? And so that is not, you know what really truly is important? A lady that fears the Lord. This is the inward versus the outward. Our society is fixated on the outward only. Okay? That's it. It's not the outward, it's inward. Physical attraction in a relationship is important. That's fine. But your determining factor in a spouse should not be basically physicality. Can't be. That's how our society chooses. How come you like this lady? Size, shape, looks. That's usually a determining factor. Can I just tell you something? I don't care what size you are. I don't care what shape you are. I don't care what you look like. You are going to get older. Yeah. That's going to change. And by the way, guys, this has nothing to do with it. Let me just throw this in. Don't compare your wife with some lady. You go to work and, oh, that lady's nice. She's attractive. I go home to my wife. That lady hasn't had 3 children. So that's not, look it. That's ridiculous. By the way, if you left her for her, she's going to look like that too later on. Okay? And we already talked about doing the best you can. But I'm just saying, we have the whole process wrong when it comes to how we choose. We choose based solely on the outward, and we don't based on the inward. And the thing that's going to keep you together is the inward. We've got it all messed up. You know, people are turning to all kinds of off the wall ways to find a spouse. Now you find them online. Okay? Now back before, it used to be download a wife. You know, you get some, you know, I got a girl from not China, but some country, you know, and she's 30 years younger than me and she wants to come to America. She's not marrying you because you're good looking. Okay? She's marrying you because she wants that card. Okay? She wants to come to America. But according to the New York Daily News, a study found that more than one-third of U.S. marriages begin with online dating. Wow. On that profile, you're not going to tell what kind of person that lady really is. Oh, she's beautiful. She smells good. Oh, that's great. She should be. But there has to be a lot more to it. Here's how most people choose a spouse. In order of importance. Physical first. Then, what happens, because our world is so immoral, the relationship goes physical first. They don't even know each other. And then, because of that, the second thing that happens is there's an emotional bond. By then, it's usually too late. You've already been physical. There's already an emotional bond. You don't really know the other person. Then the mental aspect, and I'll explain that in a minute, and the spiritual is last. And these people get together. You've already been physical. You're already emotionally attached, and you realize something. If you start to have a desire for God, they don't. You have nothing in common. That's the mental part. But you got together because she was beautiful. We're good together. You know, when you get together and you get married and you start looking at the checkbook, there's going to be principles there you're going to have to agree on. I don't care how beautiful she is. If she's bouncing checks, she looks like Godzilla. Yeah. You have nothing in common. Well, you know, you have nothing in common. The relationship started out the wrong way. And spirituality is not even important. Here's how really you should determine it. With an inward focus. Now, I understand there ought to be a physical attraction. You with me? Okay, got to be. I go, whoa, hey, I noticed her. But don't let that drive the bus. Okay? That tells you, this sounds bad. That tells you that's the bus I might want to, you know, take someday. But don't, that's why, look, we tell, you know, we talk about we're not for teenage dating. Why? Because you don't even know what it takes to be connected. Fact of the matter is, most 30-year-olds I know don't know what it takes to get connected. That may be why the divorce rate's pushing 60%, maybe. But what you ought to do, here's how you ought to check it out. What's their spirituality? That's the first thing. Okay, yes, he's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, he's handsome or whatever. If there's going to be, what are they like as a Christian? Because if they're not a good Christian, it's going to be a rough roll. Marriage is not perfect. Now, I've heard a couple people in my lifetime get up, oh, man, I've been married for all these years. My wife and I, we've never had a cross word with each other. I'm like, what planet are you living on? We were up at the North Valley Conference, and a guy was preaching. He goes, I got a word to all you guys that have these sweet, beautiful, submissive, quiet wives. Pray for the rest of us, okay? The spiritual, that's what's going to keep you together, okay? You know, they say, well, we need to stay together through thick and thin. She gets thicker, your hair gets thinner. That's how that works, all right? You with me? Okay? So that's spiritual. That's what he said. A lady who fears the Lord is to be praised. He didn't say she shouldn't look her best, because later, earlier in the chapter, they said she should. Just says that's vain, that's empty. That's not the most important thing. So the spiritual should be first. Then I call it the mental should be second. Do you guys agree on things? You have a child, and you don't want to baby the child, and she's babying the child, and now you're fighting about the children all the time. It's like, who was it? Rachel and was it Isaac and Rachel? Rebecca, thank you. I knew it was Rachel. Rachel was Israel's. You know what? They had different views. Isaac's like, I like Esau, man. He hunts. He fishes. She's like, I like Jacob. He likes to help me bake. Okay? And it didn't work out, did it? They had differences. Oh, you know, but nothing. You better agree on some things. So you get with this person and you start the process, and it's like spiritually, they're great. We get along. We have the same. We're going the same direction. Mentally, we kind of believe the same things. We have the same core values. Then there's an emotional bond. He's like, you fall in love. I don't like the word fall. You know what fall means? To trip, to hurt yourself. Okay? You decide that, hey, this is the person for me, and you get married. You make that decision. Physicals last. That'll come. Don't worry. It's all right. You'll be fine. The other stuff's more important. Okay? But we do it wrong. So what am I saying? Ladies, and actually men too, but it's geared to the ladies. The most important quality you have is the inward quality, the godliness. Okay? That attitude is everything, spirituality. Attitude, our character, all those things. Do you spend as much time on your inward qualities as you do on your outward qualities? You know, dressing nice and looking nice and doing all these things with your hair. By the way, do those things. Guys, we like that. We don't want a wife that looks and acts like us. You come home from work and, you know, she's sitting down, got her leg all kicked up, and what's up, honey? By the way, man, you shouldn't do that either. Free. Okay? I mean, you could take it easy around the house, but don't be acting like a prude. You know? We like when you look like a lady. You look nice. You look sharp. Do those things. But not if the inside, but don't neglect the inside. That's by far the most important. We'll leave that one alone. Let's move on. Number 10. The chapter 31 lady figures out how to get things done. Proverbs 31:19. She layeth her hand to the spindle, her hands hold the distaff. She knows what she's doing. She learned how to do that thing. Proverbs 31:22. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Okay? Now, they didn't have Kohl's back in the day. I don't know what my family would have done without Kohl's. Okay, you know, we'd probably be walking around in gummy sacks. But you know, they had to be diligent. They had to, hey, you know what? Learn how to do it. So they learned how to do it. Proverbs 31:24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. You know, the thing they say about, oh, you know, if you believe in a lady being submissive to a man, you know, you are he man and she's just some dumb nobody back in the corner. Nobody says that. That is not true at all. Men aren't better than women. Okay? We all have our roles. But by the way, don't you know, and maybe it's just me, although Proverbs seems to agree, try not to be an invalid in the family. Help out. Okay? Get things done. That's what was happening. You know, when I first met my mother-in-law, she's a little different. She does everything. It's like, you know, we're sitting down and like, oh yeah, you know, I reupholstered all the furniture last week. I mean, reupholstered the whole thing. And I got there a week before the wedding, and she's like, hey, Steve, come with me. So I'm with her. She's like, for our wedding, she cooked all the food. She's like, we'll have the reception at my house. And she's going to colleges and borrowing stuff. I don't know what she was doing. She may have been stealing it for all I know, man. We were out like all day, and she's cooking all this stuff, and she's crazy. I think she bought the wedding dress, and it was like some little, you know, it was just some little small, it wasn't even fancy, and she redid it. The hats the ladies wore were homemade, and she's like, I don't know what she was doing, but she's like, she does everything. You know, even cooking. I remember one time, she was like, oh, I told her about something I ate. She didn't even know what it was. And like the next morning, she made it. She goes, what is that you were talking about? I'm like, oh, it comes with this, 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 and this. And the next morning, it's like, there it is. It's done. And I told her one time, I said, I had a chicken fried steak chicken sandwich. It's like chicken fried. It was a place in Issaquah, the root beer place. Oh, my soul, that place is good. I told her, oh, man, I had this great sandwich. So she didn't get the part that it was chicken fried chicken. And I said, it had gravy on it. It had this big piece of bread. It was wonderful. And the next night, we came back for it, and there it is. She made the same thing. Now, she didn't get the memo. It wasn't chicken. She made it out of steak. But I'm like, okay, that's just as good. But just figuring out how to do things, get things done. You know, I've known guys, I mean, if the wife has to go to the laundromat, he has to go with her. If the kids have to go to the doctor, he has to take them for them. It's like, come on. We have things to do. And I'm not saying, listen, when I worked at home and we had our own business, if I was available during that time and one of the kids had a doctor's appointment, I didn't mind taking them. In fact, if I could, I'd like to take them because I like being with my children. Okay? That's not what it's about. But it's like your husband, look, I remember the time we bought our house. We got our house. We had it for a year. We had to refinance the loan because it wasn't ours. And I was doing the loan for this church. I did the loan for this church, and I was all that stuff. I didn't do anything. My wife, and she'd never done it before, she got the loan for our house. I had no idea what was going on. It's just like, whatever. All I know is this. She told me the interest rates and all. All I know is the lady that had us sign the documents had to do it the night that I was running the Valentine's banquet. My wife's like, she'll be here at 7:30. We need to sneak out for 10 minutes. I'm like, okay. You know, I went out there. It's like, you know, sign on a dotted line. Or is this good? Okay, well, that's it. She handled it. I don't need to figure it out. Okay? And I'm not saying everybody has different skill levels. I'm just saying all of us, when it comes to things in our family, we need to figure things out sometimes. And so let's all of us just have that kind of attitude. Number 12. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we at 11? Yeah, that's good. The chapter 31 lady is more valuable than rubies. Okay? Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. A virtuous woman is very valuable. What it is saying is she's rare. Very rare. That's why I say, fellas, if you had a wife that comes to the church and tries to go the right direction, she's not perfect. By the way, look in the mirror, cowboy, neither are you. I expect this from my wife. Well, she has a list too, buddy. Okay, are you with me? Yeah. You ought to, like Pastor used to always say, you ought to do 25 spiritual flips. Thank God. I've been doing this enough. I could tell you horror stories. Horror stories. And I shouldn't, maybe I shouldn't say this, but pray for me. You know, there's been times in the past, you know, these, there's marriage problems and you're counseling, you're trying to, God can fix this thing and all that, and they leave. And sometimes I think, sure glad I'm not married to that. That's nobody in here. Nobody in here, I'm telling you. Because God can fix it. But it's like, I go home and I just like, thank you, honey. Sometimes my wife will, you know, ladies call and they're having problems or whatever, you know, and you get off the phone and I'm like, I'm looking pretty good about right now, huh? She's like, no. If you have a wife that loves the Lord, is saved, tries to go the right direction, comes to church, does the best they can, we're grateful. You ought to be grateful. Far above rubies. Think of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, Boaz. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do all that thou requirest. This is when she was, hey, you're the kinsman here, and, you know, you can buy the parcel of land and a bonus. I'm thrown in with it, you know, that type of thing. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. Wow. They could just tell. They could just tell. Number 12. We got to really hasten. And by the way, let me say this. If a godly lady is not more valuable than rubies, look, our heroes are the wrong people. Oh, this beautiful lady who's half-dressed when she sings, and oh, they're wonderful. They're not keeping any guys. I'll never forget, years ago, I saw David Justice. He was he's a baseball player. How many remember Dave Justice? And he was married to Halle Berry, and they broke up. I saw him, it was before a game, and the reporter was trying to get some juice. Says, come on, what do you think about her? He didn't say much, but you could read between the lines. He goes, she's a good girl, just not for me. You know what he was saying? I'm glad I got rid of her. Okay? So, valuable. Be thankful. Number 12. The chapter 31 lady is trusted by her husband. Trusted. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. In other words, he trusts her so much, she's closer to him and better to him than if he were to go get these riches. You know, spoil is what, you know, when you win a war, all the valuables that the others have, you can take for yourself. It's like, man, I trust her so much, that stuff's not even important to me. She's such a great gal. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. He has no worries about her at all. This verse is saying he doesn't even need possessions. She's so valuable to him. Now, I don't know what this says, but I remember there was a guy I used to work with in the warehouse, and he told me one time, we used to work, there was about five of us worked together on a midnight shift. He goes, man, and I thought he was just talking. He goes, man, I told my wife, if I ever win the lotto, I'm going to give her half of it, and I'm gone. Her and the kids will never see me again. And I thought he's just being a you know. So I was trying to reach those guys, so I had them come to a basketball league. I had my own team. It was my guys from work. I got all the crew. It was five of us. We played our old league over on Anaheim. And so trying to reach a guy, so I said, hey, why don't – it was like I think we had a Friday night league, and I said, hey, why don't afterwards, why don't you have your wife come with you? My wife and I will take you out to eat. So we went out to eat with them, and we were sitting there talking, and he told her. He goes, hey, honey, tell him. What? Because I'd always said, man, you're lying when you say that. He said, tell him, honey, what would I do if I won the lotto? She goes, oh, I know. You'd give me half of it and you'd take off. We'd never see you again. Now, I don't know if that says as much about her as it does about him. But I know this, when you, if and it's, I'm not saying that's her fault. I think that's a him thing. Okay? So don't get me wrong. It's just an illustration. But I know this, when you have a good wife, there's no amount of anything that would take you away. And you trust her. Trust is important in a relationship. Very important. The trust was bolstered by the fact that she treated him well. So he didn't worry about her. He said, man, I would take her over anything, and I'm not even worried about her. Don't do anything that would destroy the trust in your marriage. Once trust starts chipping away, some issues there. Okay? Now, by the way, don't be jealousy is also horrible. But I'll say this, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes guys just have issues. But sometimes a lack of trust might be because you're doing some things that maybe are untrustworthy. Like, don't lie to your spouse. Sneaking around, look, not letting your spouse see your phone. Why? That's kind of quiet. Why? You would never set your phone up to where they know where you're at all times, would you? Why? Who are you talking to? I'm just talking to this guy. He's just my friend. Let me help you with this. Ladies, the only guy friend you should have is your husband. That's it. By the way, you're at work. Oh, the five of us are going to go out from work. You know, there's three ladies and two men. Don't go. I'm just telling you, if I went out to lunch and I went somewhere and my wife was sitting in a group with three ladies and two guys, there'd be fireworks for a long time. That ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. Who are you texting? You're secretive? Hey, let me see your phone. Why? Red light. What do you got to hide? Men, what do you have to hide? What are you looking at? Well, that's my privacy. Let me explain how privacy works. When you said I do, you don't. Oh, but by the way, this isn't child rearing. Let's just, same thing with your children. They shouldn't have privacy. My house. I can go into their room anytime I want, look anywhere I want. My house. They don't like it. They can go somewhere else. That was free. Don't let, they all, husband and wife being real. Where are you going? I'm going out with my buddies. I don't go out with my buddies. Why? Because no one likes me. I don't have any buddies. Everybody needs a best friend. Your best friend ought to be your wife. Unless you're a girl. Should be your husband. Okay? By the way, let me say this. Even married men, we all need a girlfriend. Your wife's your girlfriend. We like, when you first got, I got a girlfriend. What happened when you got married? You didn't lose her. Okay? But we do things. Ladies, being too touchy around the opposite sex. Being too, and sometimes, ladies, you don't get it, but we do, but sometimes you do, and you're acting naive, and you get it. You're flirtatious. Okay? It's your husband. By the way, some guy starts acting flirtatious with you. You're at work. If you work and, can I? Just say, drop dead. You have a work and someone texts you and they say something inappropriate. Say, I'll let my husband answer that. Yeah. I remember when we were working, when I was at Bible college, we were working. They let the girls work in the summer where I worked. Our work would hire them. And some girl was engaged and some guy was inappropriate, said something inappropriate to her. She went and told her fiance. We were getting off work at 6 in the morning and he was standing out in the parking lot. And that guy came out, he made a beeline right to him. Said, this is the last time I'm coming down here. If you ever talk to her again, it won't be nice. She wasn't going to put up with it. And that goes for girls too. We talked about it. Everything. Be careful. Don't be inappropriate with the opposite. You see the example there, Mary, but we got to hurry. Number 13. We're almost done. The chapter 31 lady is known for her strength, honor, and beauty. Look what it says. Strength and honor are her what? Clothing. That doesn't mean she was. That means that was who she was in the outward. That's what people noticed about her. Wasn't something just on the inside. By the way, if something's on the inside, it is noticeable on the outside. And she shall rejoice in the time to come. We already talked about that. By the way, ladies, you set the spirit in the house. Everybody can be having a good day, and if your firecracker goes off, you've just ruined everybody's night. Same thing with you, Dad. Okay? And then next, the last one, we're out of time. The chapter 31 lady is praised. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Wow. Why? Because they're thanking God for you. Okay? in the society in which we live, the you know, everything is blurred now. The roles in the marriage are blurred. The roles in society are blurred. Who you fall in love with is blurred. Your gender is blurred. And now, if you're from Washington, Spokane, your nationality is blurred. By the way, let me say this. It has nothing to do with this, but the world is hypocritical. I've said it 100 times. I don't care what they say. You're either a boy or a girl. Ain't anything in between. I don't care what your mind's telling you. But how come when the lady in Spokane said, I identify with black, they jumped all over her? Why? Because you aren't black. You're white. Okay. Well, I want to be Caitlyn. You're Bruce. Not Mahia. Jenner. We're just crazy. The point I'm making is our society is so messed up. Man, when we have people that are going forward for the Lord, it's just, you're blessed. You're blessed. Don't take it for granted. Praise. Let's pray.